Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, where we chat about Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, what is going on?
Hello. Another great week over here. Not a whole lot going on, actually. How's it going over in your side of the woods?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. You know, as you know, I almost, we almost didn't record. I had a, you know, no power for about almost three hours. So I was like, uh-oh, Katie, I don't know if this is going to happen. But thankfully it came on like almost right on cue and it all worked out. We're here. So.
Yay.
Yeah. This is the last one until we go on our hiatus for, a month maybe. I don't know. I have to see, what.
For some time.
Yeah, for some time. You know, we have the newborn coming. Officially the 27th. So, we have a scheduled C-section plan. So, we already have a date, it's not going to be a surprise. Well, unless it comes early, which, I hope it doesn't come early, or hope she doesn't come early. So, So getting all ready for that, but yeah, all good things over here instead. Just, it was going to be a slow news week, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, for whatever reason, was like, yeah, let's just throw tons of crap at you today.
Tons of stuff. All in one thing. And a bunch of, separate stuff, too. But they still put it all in one blog post. But
yeah,
I'm thrilled because now we have a great episode to go out on before our hiatus.
Yes. Yeah. Really good episode. Yeah, it was weird. It wasn't, just separate things throughout the week. Like, literally one big blog post that just had, character meet and greets, Epcot stuff, Disney 100 stuff. Like, lots of things happening. So, very exciting. So, we got, lots to chat about. But, of course, before we get started, always got to talk about Park Snacker. It is a mobile app where you can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. So head over to parksnacker.com to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. All right. So, Katie.
Yes.
So this past week, Disney decided that they were going to do this, I think they called it Munch Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I could do that better than them.
Okay.
So I was like, I got to do the Park Snacker March Madness. I got to get in on this, because the NCAA college basketball tournaments are happening this month. March Madness is always a thing. People like filling out brackets and, kind of predicting, which teams are going to win. So, I saw Disney was doing theirs and I was like, I think it'd be fun if we did it. We did our own kind of March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of the blue, I was like, I'm just going to do this and, see what kind of sticks. So if you're not following our Instagram already, I've already posted about it the last couple of days. I put up a blog post on parksnacker.com. Just head over to the blog over at parksnacker.com and you can find some more information, which I'll still tell here. But I created a bracket of foods that, we're going to see which are the best, which, super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kind of how it works is what I did. So as I talked about in the past, in our app Park Snacker, we have the top 100 rated items list. So if you go to the main menu, you can go to, Park Snacker top 100 and you'll see, from 1 to 100, the best items, food, snacks, meals, or drinks, what's the best of the best in our app. This is, these are the average ratings that you, the users, have created. And, it's all from you guys. So I decided, okay, well, let me take the top. Basketball is usually 64, but I'm like, that's too much for me to do. I was like, that's way too much. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do 32. So I took the top 32 items of the 100 and I'm pitting them against each other. So I created, four different conferences. There's Mickey, Mitty, Donald, and Daisy. They all have their own conference. And I pitted them up against each other. So how it works is if you're following our Instagram, on our stories, you'll be able to vote, which snack you like more. So it's, how basketball, they're playing against each other. You're pretty much doing the voting of which one you want to win more, like which snack do you love more. And, you know, then we're going to finally, you know, dwindle it down from 32 to one. So that's, you know, that's kind of how we're doing this. And on our blog, again, at parksnacker.com, you can actually download a bracket yourself and you could fill it out. You could fill it out, you know, if you want to predict, you know, what's going to be the best items according to everyone on Instagram. Or if you want to do it, you know, personal, okay, which items do I love the most? I filled out a bracket. I probably could have done both. It's a little late now. I already know the result. Well, almost know the results for the first round. But I filled out a bracket for myself, which, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'll talk about a bit. But yeah, Katie, you know, this was exciting. I showed you this. You were like, ooh, that's cool.
So. Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely the kind of March Madness I can get behind because I know nothing about March Madness, like, basketball. Same, yeah. Wise. I always create brackets because why not? It's competition with work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I typically choose the team based off of where I would rather travel to. So there are many times that a 14 seed beats a 1 seed because I'd much rather go to the other place.
Yeah, yeah.
with the exception of I always put Xavier winning anything because I went to Xavier and I love them.
Oh. Actually, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, oh. I went to Xavier. Okay. Again, I probably went to 2 games my entire career at Xavier, so it has nothing to do with me loving the sports, I assure you. But that being said, I do have quite a bit of passion about snacks and drinks at Disney. So yeah, as soon as I saw that you created this bracket, I was like, oh, 100% into it. This is awesome. I immediately filled it out, and it was a lot harder to pick than I thought it would be, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's kind of go into our own bracket. So you filled one out for, like, your personal choices, right? Like what
I
you
did.
Like more. Okay.
So yeah, yes. Let's. And I actually thought about doing it kind of like what you're saying. Like, I kind of want to do one because I don't think my choices are going to win. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like I want to create one based off of what I think would win.
Yeah.
But
well, do it before tomorrow because I'll be posting results tomorrow.
Yes, so. I'll have to yeah. Do it right after we stop recording.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's go. You know, let's go through it. You know, we're gonna talk about just like our final four. I'm not gonna like go through, you know, all 32. But talk about like what your hardest choice was to pick, you know, in the bracket, and then you know what your final four. Who won between the final four and who overall was your winner?
Okay. Let's see. So the hardest choice for me was probably in Mickey's Conference. The very first one was the Indian style bread service from Sanaa and the Kakamura float. Because, listen, that bread service is to die for. But the Kakamura float, I can't say no to a float with ice cream and it has a cake pop on it. So I ended up, I did go with the Kakamura float on that one. So that was a tricky one. Everything else I think was actually pretty easy to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You pitted the Fuzzy Tauntaun against the peanut butter cold brew, which are my two passions, coffee or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up choosing the Fuzzy Tauntaun on that one. Those are kind of my tough picks. My top four, my final four, I guess, in sports speak, it ends up being the Fuzzy Tauntaun versus the churros, Nomad Lounge churros, not just any Disney World churro. I understand those are not great, but the Nomad Lounge churros do count for everything. So those two, and then the cheeseburger spring roll and I Lava You float. So those are my top four, of which I would always go back to. Do you want me to tell you what my ultimate winner I think would be?
Yeah, what's your ultimate winner?
This is a tough one. So then it brings it down to the Fuzzy Tauntaun versus the Cheeseburger Spring Roll. And the Fuzzy Tauntaun wins out, I think.
Nice.
It is a very close call between those two, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is about the Cheeseburger Spring Rolls, but they're just so perfect and crunchy and flaky. Ugh, it's great. But the Fuzzy Tauntaun makes my face all fuzzy, and I can't say no.
Nice. Well, you and I are actually very pretty similar. So
yeah?
Yeah. So my hardest choice to make was, the bread service was the number, where is it? the number 3 seed, and then the chocolate cake from Steakhouse 71, which is the number 8 seed. So I had them against each other. It was really tough between which ones I wanted, because the chocolate cake is to die for. But I absolutely love the bread service. And how I ended up choosing was, myself, I am not a fan of chocolate cake in general. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I got to stick with bread service, because I would pick that any day over chocolate cake. If it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't these two against each other. So I'm like, all right, bread service. So I chose the bread service. And honestly, one of the harder ones for me as well, real quick, was the mac and cheese bites from Wine Bar George versus the Nomad Lounge churros. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are so good. But ultimately, the mac and cheese bites won overall.
Wow. See, yeah, that was a hard one for me, though, because I've never actually tried the mac and cheese bites. Mm. I've heard they're really good.
Yeah, they're excellent.
But I've never tried them, so it wasn't as hard of a choice.
Yeah, so my final four, I had the bread service versus the fuzzy tauntaun. The bread service ultimately won. And then I had the chicken thigh high biscuits from Wine Bar George.
Homecoming.
Yeah. I had them against the mac and cheese bites from Wine Bar George. So I had the biscuits win, and then the bread service, you know, win, you know, both sides. So I pitted them against each other. But ultimately, it was the thigh high chicken biscuits was my overall winner. So
yeah, that would have been a hard choice too. I'm blanking. Okay, I have to look at my bracket again. What were the chicken biscuits against?
So the chicken biscuits started against the spring rolls, which you had going to the top.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The spring rolls were the 9 seed. The 16th seed was the thigh high chicken biscuits. Yeah.
Man, that it's hard, honestly.
Yeah.
I liked those chicken biscuits a lot.
I know. I love the spring rolls, but if you look at my Park Snacker favorites on my profile, the thigh high chicken biscuits are.
It's up there.
They're on there. So.
They're very good. They're very good.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, yeah, again, go to parksnacker.com. Go to our blog. I'll put a link in the description of the show notes. You know, fill out your own bracket. I'm going to be posting. I've already posted on Parksnacker Instagram feed for voting. So by the time this comes up tomorrow, you'll have very little time to vote in like the morning. So I did Daisy's conference today. And then as you know, the date that the episode airs is going to be Donald's conference, and then Minnie will be on Friday. I might go every other day for voting. I might just do it tomorrow. I have to decide. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. So, all right. Either way, you know, lots more voting down the line. So, but yeah, that is,
this is fun. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. Honestly, I have gotten so much, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my God.
Traction,
but also, participation.
Engagement. Yeah. Participation.
Yeah. I've gotten so much participation on these. Like I've never, you know, I only get, you know, sometimes depending on the stories, Instagram, I just don't get Instagram. I have so much participation. How come more people aren't viewing my stories?
Yes.
Like, I just don't understand how it works. Is like people are really interacting with the polls that I'm putting up, but like, you know, I only have, the highest I have is like 200 views on the slide. It doesn't make sense. Well, anyways,
that's way more than I ever get on any of my stories.
Oh,
so that's quite all right. Yeah. In a normal day, I'll get like 100 maybe.
Yeah. I just don't understand how it works.
Depressing.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just for fun, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, regardless, you know, on this, you know, on the first slide, I have 181 views, but 102 people have voted on this.
That's awesome.
Which is like great. I'm like, oh, this is like way more participation than I thought. So one of them, oh man, oh my, this one is so close.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a surprise. But man, this there's one that's going like, it's only like a couple of votes of each other. The other, so I posted up four. Again, so it's Daisy's conference that I'm looking at. But yeah, two of them are kind of close. One's super close, but then one's, you know, two of the others are just kind of, one's taking over. So,
oh, man.
But yeah. So anyway, so that's the Park Snacker March Madness. So
love it.
Check that out. All right, so let's get started because we have a ton of news to get through. Good stuff. But Katie actually reminded me that, you know, we started item of the week. So
yes.
I was like, oh,
we
yeah.
did.
Yeah. So luckily, you know, there was something that caught my eye this past week. Who posted about it? Let me bring it back up real quick. Where was it? All right. So the user Haley Holtz Apple 2 on Parksnacker, she posted that she drank the orange cello cocktail from the donkey cart over in Italy, of course, in Epcot. And I was like, ooh, orange cello cocktail. I didn't know orange cello was a thing. Limoncello.
Me neither.
I know is a thing. But I was like, now I need to find orange cello in the real world and get that. So right now it's 3 reviews and it actually has a 4.5 rating. So it actually has really, really good reviews. It has orange cello, pineapple juice, orange juice, and strawberry puree, which all 4 things sound amazing.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds like summertime to me.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Yeah, summertime. Yeah, so I was like, ooh, this is that's the one thing that caught my eye this past week. I remember going, I went to the donkey cart and got like a limoncello spritzer mm-hmm. one time. I don't have it on the menu right here. Maybe they got rid of it, but it was bad. It was just like limoncello and prosecco. And I was like, ooh, this is like not good.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but. Anyways, they have some other cool stuff there at they have a limoncello mule. They have limoncello cocktail, limoncello with orange juice, pineapple juice, and peach puree. But the one thing that caught my eye was a snack. They have a tiramisu popsicle, which I was like, ooh, what is? Yeah, tiramisu gelato layered with espresso dipped ladyfingers topped with cocoa powder. I don't have an image of it, but it sounds amazing.
Whoa. So.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, so that's the orange cello cocktail over at the donkey cart in Italy. So
nice.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, the Tennessee lemonade too. Man, she's been drinking good. She's been drinking
okay, now
good
I'm getting
stuff.
Thirsty.
I know.
We need to stop talking about cocktails.
I know.
It's too late for more cocktails.
Yeah. All right. All right. So let's get started now. Wow. Yeah. Disney dropped just a huge blog post today. We were kind of talking about how it was going to be a pretty slow week, and I was like, oh man, what the heck are we going to talk about? But Disney dropped one big blog post today just talking about things to come this year, like a ton of things, like from, you know, Magic Kingdom, Epcot news, Animal Kingdom news, some Disney Springs news. So let's kind of like walk, you know, we'll walk through, you know, I grouped it together, but it's kind of like walk through that. So there was a bunch of new character meet and greets, you know, one I'll mention first, cause this was the only bit of Magic Kingdom news, but I feel like they already said this might be coming. But officially Maribel will be greeting guests in the Fairy Tale Garden over at Magic Kingdom. And that's going to be transformed into, it's going to have like decor inspired by, of course, La Famille Madrigal from Encanto.
Nice.
Now correct me if I'm wrong, is that where Merida met?
So I think so, and I would only know that because I heard a couple rumors that, you know, they're putting Mirabel in where Merida
it is. Yeah, yeah.
So that baffles me. I love Mirabel and I am so excited for her to come, but I am floored that they would take Merida away. She always has a long line. She's so fun. I feel like that area, or like her meet area, was so cute. And of all things, like, she's a princess. She belongs at Magic Kingdom. I don't know. I feel like Mirabel could have fit somewhere else and not have to get rid of Merida. Because that makes me sad. Because that means Merida's not going to be meeting anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they said they're transforming the garden, so it's going to be, it's going to be changing up. Yeah.
So.
I don't know if I ever met Merida. I don't think I did.
She's super cute. Yeah. I have met her a couple times, but the one that sticks out with me is that I had my Mickey ears on, obviously. I think I must have had just like a classic pair. They weren't, I don't know, any sort of design. But she was super concerned because she thought that I was going to be like I was in the middle of turning into bears, like her little wee brothers. And she got real scared, like, oh my God, what's going on? And we have like the cutest picture together of her like making little bear ears on her head. It's just, it's adorable. And she's just so much fun.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I'm like, I don't know. Her character in general is just like so bouncy and whimsical and like just having a good time. It was a great meet, and I'm bummed that she won't be meeting anywhere else. So yeah. Maybe she'll come back somewhere, or maybe she'll be a visiting princess at Fairy Tale Hall. But yeah. I don't know.
I feel like Disney, you know, they, with most things, some things are just like research backed. Like I'm sure mm-hmm. that they are just not seeing as much traction with like Brave, yeah. you know, either merchandise or, you know, no one's talking about Brave these days, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, Merida yeah, is great and probably was a lot of fun, but you know, Disney probably looked at it like, hey, we'll do more gangbusters with Maribel. This is the hottest, you know, one of the hottest pieces of mm-hmm. IP that we have right now. So it's, you know, it's definitely like a business decision that, you know, okay, we got to bring Maribel in. That'll bring more guests in wanting to yep. meet Maribel. You know, they're probably pushing way more merchandise you know,
oh, yeah.
of Encanto than of Brave. So,
oh yeah. I mean, I guess I'm not shocked. This doesn't really shock me. It's just kind of sad because Maribel Merida is just super fun. I will say that area is not like, there's not really a good queue for it. Like there's a little bit of area that you can wait yeah. in line inside.
Because doesn't it typically spill out just to the wraps around bridge?
Exactly. Yeah. It just kind of wraps around over to by like where even Cheshire Cat kind of goes to.
It's back there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm excited. I mean, I would love to meet Maribel. So ultimately, I'm good with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure lots of people are excited. You know, again, she's super popular right now. So that, you know, this was the right decision, you know, for Disney. So.
Yep. For yeah. sure.
Yeah. All right. So moving on, Disney finally announced how they will be commemorating the Disney 100 celebration at Walt Disney World. It's kicking off right now over at Disneyland, but they didn't really mention what will be happening, you know, how Disney will be, you know, handling the Disney 100 celebration. So finally, they said Epcot will host the celebration at Walt Disney World later this year. So, you know, once the celebration, of course, is almost over.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, they're doing lots of work over there. And, you know, they made a lot of announcements when, you know, kind of things are opening. So that's, you know, what we'll get to. So first, one of the biggest things they announced with Epcot, which I don't know if anyone had this on their radar, but later this summer, guests will get the chance to meet and hug Figment.
Yes.
At the Imagination Pavilion, which is...
You didn't know this?
Did they talk about this before?
They talked that, or maybe they just hinted, but it was a pretty, pretty heavy rumor that you were going to be able
did
to meet
Did we talk about
Figment.
This in the past? Because I don't remember.
I don't know that we
maybe
did.
We,
I feel
maybe
like this
we did.
Came out at like D23 or one of the expos.
Man, my memory's foggy because I don't remember at all.
I don't know. This is the first time we're hearing that he's actually going to come to, I think, an actual meet and greet.
Yeah.
But I know there was talk of him being a character instead of.
Oh, you know what? I think we did talk about icon. This. It's vaguely coming back to me.
I feel like we talked about this in the same time we talked about like the Hulk meet and greet.
Oh, maybe. So, maybe.
I don't know.
Either way, Figment's
either
coming.
Way.
So
we're going to hug a big Barney.
Yeah. The weird. So, you know, we'll talk about some news later about life size meet and greets, which I don't want to mm-hmm. spoil it. But, you know, we'll talk about something later, a.k.a. Tinkerbell. So I'm really surprised that like with the technology that they have, like Figment could just be like his life size, you know. I guess if he's a part of your imagination, he could be any size.
I'm thinking
about the size from the ride. You know, he's not that
true.
Big. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about that.
Yeah. I was just hoping he'd be more, you know, on a, like a stool, and he could be like a robot, mm-hmm. but also having, you know, someone kind of interacting, you know, with the guests and stuff. You know, they, you know how they have like Fraternal Talk with Crush, you know, they have the technology where someone's interacting. Cool. Like, it'd be fun if, like, you know, there would be, you know, someone kind of puppeteering Figment, someone talking to him. I mean, I know that might be a little bit, you know, I don't know. I feel like Disney's at a stage where they can handle that tech wise, but okay. Hey, you know what? Big Figment, you know, that's still pretty cool.
I was gonna say, people are super stoked about this, myself included. I do love Figment. The funny thing is, I never connected the fact that he was supposed to be small. Like,
oh, really?
I know in the ride he was always little, but in my mind he was always a life-size dragon creature.
Oh, see, I never imagined that at all. Yeah. I think because I have a photo from our trip in 1994 of me, my sister, with the Dreamfinder and him mm-hmm. holding Figment.
Right.
And Figment is the size he is in the ride. He's small. So that's just how I always imagined Figment. So if no one remembers, that was a meet and greet that you could have done. And I will try to, I'm pretty sure I know where the photo is. I think it's in this photo album upstairs. I'll post it, on the, my Instagram story. I'll put it up there so you can see.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's coming, later this year. So, which is pretty cool. All right. So next up we have, you know, Journey of Water. So I feel like they've announced this already, but they did say that inspired by, you know, oh, I should say Journey of Water inspired by Moana will debut this fall in World Nature. Again, it is a self-guided exploration trail that will take you to, through the natural water cycle from the skies to the oceans and all the way back again. So yeah, that'll be opening up this fall.
Nice. Yeah. I feel like they just keep reminding us that that's happening and no one's excited about it because it doesn't belong in Epcot, or maybe that's just me, but
I mean, that's me too.
They keep talking about this. I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. I'm not going to put any faith in it until I see what it looks like when it's finished, because right now still doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Yeah.
Love the concept. Yeah. Tell me why it's not an Animal Kingdom.
I love the edutainment. Like I do love it, but it just doesn't feel like it's in the right place for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. But hey, it's coming this fall.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding us.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the new CommuniCore Hall that will be opening in World Celebration later this year. It will be the center of festival programming throughout the park. And they also had some new renderings of what that would look like. And that looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also around there, there's going to be a new character greeting location for Mickey and Friends, or it will be called Mickey and Friends. So, of course, you'll be able to meet Mickey Mouse and his pals in that new colorful space. And then CommuniCore Hall will also be the home of a dynamic exhibition space that will transform with each festival throughout the year. Playing with light, shapes, and reflections, the architecture of this building was designed by Walt Disney Imagineering to celebrate the legacy of Epcot and the original CommuniCore buildings. So, you know, I'm just hoping for some cool, some cool buildings in Epcot again.
Yeah.
Like something that looks awesome. Like, you know, you have the old Wonders of Life Pavilion, you know, Imagination Pavilion looks really cool. You know, you have, where Ellen's Energy Adventure used to be, you know, Guardians, that entrance was really cool, but now it has that behemoth behind it, which is terrible. So just give me like a cool looking kind of building and, you know, maybe we'll be good.
Yeah. So I just hope it's kind of interactive. I mean, it says it gets to play with the light shapes and reflections and all that stuff. So I hope it really is something cool and dynamic, as it says. Like, I think that's kind of, that was the beauty of Epcot pre all of this shenanigans. Like, mm-hmm. you could really interact with so many different things everywhere around Epcot. So mm-hmm. This sounds really great. And the renditions of it renderings of it are like really cool looking. I think they've come miles from what I saw originally.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I feel like not a lot of people are talking about this hall.
Mm-mm.
I mean, at least, you know, it's never really brought up and talked about. Moana's always out and about, but not CommuniCore Hall. So
yeah.
Excited to see what happens with that space. And then also they announced, of course, which we already knew, but a new, you know, they talked again about the new Nighttime Spectacular that will debut at Epcot later this year. They really only gave like very generic details. There's going to be lasers and stuff like that. And, you know, water fountains and, you know, fireworks.
No more big barges. That's all I care.
Yeah. It looks like they have a rendering for it. And the, there's just no barge. It's just,
how beautiful.
Let me bring it back up real quick. I think they just had, yeah, it's just like kind of like a big water fountain, which I'm like, okay, yeah, just give me that. Give me just fine. Like water blowing all over the place.
Yeah. So. Don't mess with my view.
Yeah. So yeah, we only have, you know, if you want to see Harmonious, you got a couple weeks left, and then Epcot Forever is coming back, and that'll be playing until this new show debuts. So I think the third, if I remember correctly, is the last time to watch Harmonious. So
okay.
Yeah, so make sure you rush out to go see that one. All right, so that is the Epcot news. So yeah, finally, you know, it'd be good. Epcot, you know, the hopefully most of its transformation will be done later this year.
Yeah.
You know,
the end is in sight at least.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, not, it's going to be here before we know it. So
yes.
Coming up quick.
You know, I'm hoping that by the time I go in November, at least most of it is done. I'm going mid-November.
Like, yeah,
so
I feel like it will be. Yeah.
I mean, technically, November is still fall.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll see. We'll see. I hope I'm going at a great time. I don't really have a choice over the dates on this one, though. So.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So the next thing they talked about was the Animal Kingdom theme park, because they will be celebrating 25 years since it opened, which was April 22nd on Earth Day back in 1998. So there will be some new ways to join in on the celebration of Earth Day and the milestone, including new sweet treats and savory treats, specialty merchandise, and limited time character sightings in the park. So,
love that.
Yeah. So I'm curious what the limited character sightings are. They did announce, and I don't know if she will be limited or not. I think, to me, it sounded like she might be more permanent. But Moana will now be greeting guests on Discovery Island for the first time starting April 22nd, which is awesome. You know,
that is super cool.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, so that is awesome. It makes perfect sense for Moana to be at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Do you think that eventually when the stupid journey of water, I mean, the wonderful and cool imaginative journey of water inspired by Moana, do you think she'll ever move over there?
I mean, it would make sense because she could be like in that area, like,
yeah,
just greeting guests and wandering around every once in a while. Like, that would make sense.
That would make sense. So I'm
Disney,
I'm
pick one.
To see.
Pick a park for her to be in. Would
it make so sense? I wonder if they're promoting or like they're premiering her at Animal Kingdom. And then once people get used to her, they'll be like, oh, but also Epcot.
Yeah.
So my guess is that she's going to move over. Which sucks.
I don't know. I have no
but
idea.
But it's easier to move her over to Epcot than do a Journey of Water at Animal Kingdom, where it should have been in the first place. I'm very passionate about this.
I know. Now I hear you. I'm with you.
So.
Yeah. So.
But I don't know who other limited time character sightings would be, because it's also character sightings, which makes me think it's going to be different characters on the flotillas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because character sightings are different than character meets. So yeah. I think Moana's going to be permanent. But I don't know who else would be limited time
they
characters.
Do. I mean, they do have Kevin walking around the park.
Yes.
So maybe, like, they might have some other characters walking around. Because now they have the Mandalorian and Grogu walking around Hollywood Studios. So, like, maybe Disney's becoming a bit more comfortable with that. Because, like, for the longest time, they weren't doing it.
Yeah.
Disneyland was a bit more flexible with that. Like I saw, like they would always be doing it more. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when we grew up, they were always walking around and doing stuff. But you know, Disney, you know, I guess they worry about clogging up walkways or something. Because I don't know if you've seen videos, but when the Mandalorian is out, it's tight in Galaxy's Edge, so it blocks up space.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway,
interesting to see that though. I honestly love those character sightings. Almost, if not more than I love actually meet and greet characters.
Yeah.
Because I think it just adds like that little bit of like extra magic that you're not expecting to see Kevin wandering around, but when you turn the corner and there she is, it's like, oh my God, it's Kevin. Versus, oh, let me go wait 30 minutes to go meet Cinderella. Like, this will be fun. I don't know. It just has a more of a spontaneous, I don't know, magic moment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, agreed. So yeah, we'll see what that is soon. It's weird. It's only like a month away. Not even thinking about it. It's super close.
Yep.
Yeah. Moana's a lot of fun though. I met her in Aulani. She was there and it was great because there's no line. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, we were walking out and she was meeting people like, oh, great, let's hang out with her. So
super cool.
Yeah. All right. So that is the park news, but then I can't remember if they announced this either. I feel like
this is new to me.
Yeah, they. I feel like I have heard about it, but they have a lot of details for this now. Okay. So there is a new restaurant opening over at Disney Springs. Wait, is it called? Hold on, I want to make sure I get the name right. Okay, so it's called, I thought it was just Summer House, but it's actually called Summer House on the Lake.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Summer House on the Lake will be opening later this year at Disney Springs. Let me go back to my notes here real quick. So it's a new restaurant that will embody a breezy beach house vibe that will pair perfectly with the sweeping views of Lake Buena Vista. It's going to have three expansive outdoor patios, of course, with a lake view. It will be a California-inspired menu featuring simple and sustainable ingredients from pizza and pasta to fresh salad and sandwiches. And they're going to have, you know, plenty of alcohol over there as well. But then they're also having something called the Cookie Jar, which is a dessert-focused market within the space serving up freshly baked cookies and house-made pastries. So Gideon's, watch out. We got a new player in town.
Right. That was my first thought, too. Gideon's and Amorettes. I'm like, and Sprinkles, there's a whole bunch of desserts in there already. Yeah. So she's coming for you, the Cookie Jar.
Cookie Jar's coming.
I love this, though. This sounds like my kind of place, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, summer breezy beach house, yes. Give it to me right now. I'm here for it.
The renderings look really cool for it, too. Mm-hmm. It looked very, you know, very nice. Actually, I wonder where this is going to be honest.
I was wondering that, too, because I didn't see it mention a location, and I have no idea. Is something closing that it's taking its space? Actually, or...
Oh, man, I wish I just thought about that now. I wish I looked that up. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
I don't know that they've mentioned it because I feel like that's something that we would have called out too. So
yeah.
I don't know that they mentioned, but interesting to see where it goes. And I've spent more time recent trips at Disney Springs that I'm getting more and more excited for Springs news, honestly, because it used to be that I never really visited Springs, but I have the past couple times I've been there, and it's been awesome. Spoiler alert, Disney Springs is kind of cool. So
I love it. I love it. I feel like in the future I'll probably be going a bit more. Mm-hmm. So I still want to really want to eat at Boathouse. I've not had the chance to eat there yet. I want to eat there. Dying to go there. Yeah, we went to Raglan Road on our last trip, and man, it's always fun in there, but man, my food was really disappointing. All right. So the other thing about Disney Springs is, so everyone knows Corksicle. You know, they sponsor which one of the festivals at Epcot?
Princess, I think. Oh, wait, no. It sponsors the Princess Marathon. I thought that Run Disney Marathon.
Oh, is that what they sponsor?
I'm pretty sure. But they also, you're right, they do food and wine, I believe.
I think they sponsor food and wine.
Yeah. Well, okay, but they're also a Disney sponsor, I thought.
No, well, they
anywho,
might be.
Corksicle's all over.
Yeah. So, and I didn't realize that Corksicle was a local Orlando business. I had no idea about that.
I didn't know that.
I mean, that's what it said in the Disney blog press release. So, yeah. So, anyways, so Corksicle is opening their first ever retail location over in Disney Springs. You know, so they create lots of insulated drinkware, coolers, and accessories in a variety of gorgeous colors. You know, they actually have really cool designs. I almost got the Wilderness Lodge Corksicle bottle that they had because it was like this cool wood and I really liked it. But we have so many reusable bottles at home, and I really only use one for the most part. And I'm like, I want it. I don't need it. So yeah, I didn't end up getting it. But yeah, so Disney's all in on Corksicle. It's funny. My mom, you know, she actually just moved in with us, and she uses a Corksicle thermos. I'm like, oh, when did you get that? He's like, oh yeah, your sister got it for me. So I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, so yeah, opening up first, you know, a retail location over at Disney Springs. And again, I don't know where this is going to be either. So
I'm baffled that this is actually the first retail location they have. So I was Googling as you were explaining this. As of August 2021, Corksicle is now the official premium drinkware of Walt Disney World Resorts as part of a new multi-year alliance with Walt Disney World Resorts. So yeah, it was the sponsor of the 2022 Princess Half, but also it just keeps going, right? It's been the sponsor for a while. So, and this was posted again in August of 21 by WDW Magic. So.
Okay. All right. Well,
I was looking for something more recent, but that's what popped up first. So we're going to go with Corksicle sponsors everything Disney.
Yeah. No, that's great. Good for them. Yeah.
I like it.
They have a new Ariel.
I will say, I was obsessed with one of the Corksicle like wine tumblers that they had for Princess. Mm-hmm. It was like this beautiful teal color with all of the princesses running in a circle around it. Ugh, it was so cool. I wanted it so bad.
Oh, man. They have really cool designs, to be honest. Yeah. I'm looking at their website now.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I could go on a shopping spree right now.
Brought to you by Corksicle.
Yeah. Man, they have a spring.
Please sponsor us.
Can you? It's Corksicle. They have a spring cleaning 50% off, up to 50% off sale.
Don't tell me these things. I know. I'm not allowed to buy things right now.
All right. So, and then, okay. So that was actually all of the news from that one blog post. So it was a lot. There was a lot
going on. Yeah. All in one. Crazy.
Yeah. So the next three pieces of news items, that's the only thing I had up until this morning. So I was like, man, what the heck are we going to talk about? Anyway, so last night, the cast members got to preview the new rendition of Happily Ever After. Well, it's the same song, but, you know, but it's a updated show. Mm-hmm. So, of course, everyone that I saw, like, on my Instagram stories that were able to see it, everyone was like, oh, I'm crying. I'm sobbing. I'm like, that's, you know, I love that it's getting emotion out of people.
Well, and that's what these fireworks shows need to be. I mean, that's what Wishes was. That's what Happily Ever After always was in the beginning. And then they went to Enchantment, which just didn't have the emotional tie that I think people are looking for in these, or at least used to in these nighttime shows. So I'm excited. I didn't have a problem with Enchantment. I didn't have any real inclination for it. I do love Happily Ever After, so I'm pumped that it's back.
Yep. Yeah. So, sorry, we're recording late. I was just yawning.
I know. This is a lot later than usual.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, about an hour later, past my bedtime. Yeah. I'm glad that it's eliciting like an emotion out of people. So they did update it a little bit. So you know how, you know, Enchantment had those Main Street projections. They did add those on again, you know, to of course Main Street USA, but from what I understand, it's not as busy like Enchantment was, because I remember talking about, you know, when I went to go see Enchantment, I was like, I'm not even gonna bother like looking back on Main Street because I want to focus on the castle and what's going on there. But now, you know, if you're on Main Street, you'll have some projections for Happily Ever After as well of what's on the castle. So not sure if any of the projections on the castle change. I didn't, you know, I'm sure someone recorded the entire show. I just, you know, I have not seen it. But, you know, it is coming back April 4th and people cannot be more excited for this, which is cool.
Yep.
All right. So that's Happily Ever After. So the other thing they announced was, so Tron, of course, is opening up April 4th, very, very soon. And there is a new kiosk across the opening that's going to have some fun food items. So that's, you know, that's really cool. And it's going to be called Energy Bites. BYTES, you know, like gigabyte, megabyte, you know, whatever, yeah. You know, computer speak. So Energy Bites is going to have a chocolate cake donut holes topped with mocha sauce. They look pretty cool. I probably want to get them just because, again, I'm not the biggest fan of chocolate cake. But if I see a lot of people loving them, then, you know, maybe I'll give them a shot.
Worth a shot. Yeah. Yeah.
Then you can get a Joffrey's cold brew coffee topped with mocha sauce. Then Yum. They will have two. Yeah. You know, you love your Joffrey's. So they will have two types of what they're calling digital dumplings. So there's going to be a buffalo chicken dumpling with, you know, it's chicken dumplings, blue cheese powder and cayenne pepper broth. It sounds interesting.
I'm so into this. Yeah. That sounds so good.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to try some of those. And then the other one is the beef and broccoli, which has beef dumplings, broccoli pesto, and ginger soy broth. So both actually sound pretty good.
Not as into the beef and broccoli one. That sounds a little weird, but
yeah,
you know, yep. I'll take the other. I'll take the buffalo chicken any day.
For sure. Yeah. I'm sure lots of people are going to be getting that buffalo chicken one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually surprised they didn't go with like a plant-based or vegetarian option for the second one. It's funny. When I first read this, beef was, I completely skipped the word beef. And I'm like, oh, nice. Mm. They made one. Then I read it again as I was doing the notes. And I was like, oh, no, it's actually
okay. Beef and broccoli. Crazy enough, I did the exact same thing until you said beef and broccoli. My mind was saying this is like a cheddar broccoli.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, oh, I don't know God, what it was. It clearly says beef two times in a row.
My mind immediately thought cheddar broccoli. Yeah. But you're right. It is kind of a bummer that none of these are vegan, vegetarian, whatever. Yeah. Although the cheddar broccoli wouldn't have been vegan anyway. But still.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so they have that. And then they have a dessert, which they're calling the strawberry isoform, which is strawberry ice cream mochi, graham crackers, and cheesecake foam to finish it off on top.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of mochi. I think hopefully that's how you say it, but I love it. Mochi's so good.
Yeah,
it's interesting that they. Oh wait, there's actually one more. It's going to be a frozen watermelon refresher with yuzu and ginger. I actually had to look up what yuzu was. It is a type of fruit. I looked it up earlier. Now I already forget. it is a, come on, Wikipedia. Where is it? Oh, nope. That's not it.
I remember hearing about yuzu when I was watching the Cocktail Drink Masters show on Netflix, because one of the contestants was constantly using yuzu, and I'm like, I don't know what yuzu is.
So yeah, it's a fruit from Asia which tastes like a cross between a lemon and a mandarin orange.
Ooh, yeah. okay, citrusy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that they went with like what I was gonna say was they went with like an Asian flair for this booth, which
I guess that makes sense for Tron.
I don't know if it does. I have not seen the original Tron in a long time. I've been wanting to. I actually just bought Tron so I could rewatch it, or the Tron Legacy, and I haven't seen it in theaters. But I don't remember it being like Asian inspired. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's just interesting that they went this route for this booth. I'm excited for pretty much all of this stuff.
Yeah, and Magic Kingdom definitely needed more of this kind of stuff. Like Magic Kingdom just needs a food uplift, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the most adventurous eating they have is over in Adventureland.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think this will be a good change of pace, though, for Magic Kingdom, which you're right about. All right. So, yeah, that's Energy Bites over at Magic Kingdom. And let's move on to the last piece here. So, Katie, you said you weren't really sure what South... I have here SXSW presentation. You didn't know what that was?
Yeah. I had no idea what that was. I had to ask you.
Okay. So South by Southwest is a huge festival that always happens down in Austin, Texas. Now, lots of companies go there. It gets bigger every year, but it's a big... it could be a big interactive festival. So, like, for instance, like before the pandemic, you know, we had the design team, some, not me, but some of my colleagues, they were going to go down and learn about like UX design and stuff like that. But movie premieres also happen there. It's a big movie festival. So Everything Everywhere All at Once that just won an Oscar for Best Picture this past Sunday, it actually premiered at the South by Southwest Festival last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a big music festival. There's lots of, you know, there's so many bars and so many music, so much music playing. But, you know, sometimes it's tech as well. So Disney, for the first time, actually went to the South by Southwest Festival, which I think is really smart for them just because it's like it's one of the largest growing festivals around. It's becoming really, really popular. And it's cool that Disney actually like went there this year and brought some of their new tech to show off. And some of the new tech they showed off. Well, first, they actually brought back out that life-size Hulk that we saw at D23 last year. Where, you know, it's a guy in like an exo suit skeleton. So it's like a big Hulk and a guy like walking around. So again, that's going to be premiering over at Disney's California Adventure, I believe later this year. So he'll be there. But then they showed us two really cool pieces of tech, which you've probably seen videos floating around Instagram reels or TikTok, whatever. It's been everywhere. But the first is they had a lifelike, well, it didn't look lifelike, but it was like a robot Judy Hopps, which they're working on. But it was, you know, it's supposed to be a robot that you can, or it's supposed to be Judy Hopps where you can kind of interact with her. But she was also like on her roller skates. So, you know, this is the new kind of technology they have going on. She was in a box, and if I remember correctly, she fell out of the box, but also like got herself up. She was on roller skates, so, you know, she started roller skating, and then she did a roll and tumble, then she got herself back up.
Got back up, yes.
Yeah, which was really cool. But my favorite part was, like, the presenter, like, went to go pick her up and put her over his shoulders, but her legs, like, conformed to his body.
Oh, my gosh.
And people were just like, whoa. Like, she adjusted her legs to make it look super real. Which, man. I was like, whoa, that's pretty awesome.
That's wild. I didn't see that video. I saw the tumble roll on her roller skates, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Yeah. I need to go look up the other one now, too.
Yeah, I think Disney put it on their YouTube channel, the whole video. Yeah. So
it's so fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was really neat. So it still has, like, a bit – it seems like it still has a bit way to go, but it's very promising. It's super cool. But then the coolest thing to me, which I was like, whoa, that's dope. So, what, you know, I hinted that at this earlier, but it was a life-size Tinkerbell in a box. So, nice. You know, a very small Tinkerbell inside this like lantern thing, which I was like, oh, that's so cool. But, you know, it's a person interacting with you. Like, it's actually Tinkerbell talking to you as like, you know, if she was there. So whatever kind of technology they use to create this effect, kudos. It's like, it's really cool.
Man.
And it doesn't look like a hologram, which is interesting because, you know, like when you're on Rise of the Resistance and you see like a hologram of Rey, like this looks like it's a person in a box. Did you see the video of this or no?
No, I didn't. Oh, I don't know where I've been. Okay. I will.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm super into it.
Yeah, it's really neat. I was like, wow, this effect is so cool. And I can't wait to see this in person if I ever get a chance to. So
I mean, shoot, how cool would it be if Tinkerbell and Peter Pan could meet at the same time?
Yes. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Oh my gosh.
They can like play, you know, they can interact with each other and go back and forth. Yeah, that'd be really cool. So yeah, that was, you know, that was the presentation that they had, just showing off some of this tech. So really exciting stuff. Super cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, that's all the news for this week, which, you know, it was good. We got a lot of good stuff. I think this is a good way to go out on our, you know, our hiatus. So
yes.
Yeah. Well, Katie, it's been fun. For now,
always.
Yeah, have a nice break. You know, I'm sure we'll be talking. I'm definitely gonna send you pictures of when the kid is born. So
can't wait to see the little thing.
Yeah. So
good luck in all of those cool things.
Thank
you. Excited for that, and we'll just have lots of Disney stuff to catch up on.
For sure, yeah. I'm curious. You know, they just put a huge dump out right now. So, well, that didn't come out right.
Okay, time to go to bed.
That's it. We're done.
Time to take a hiatus. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So. They put out lots of good news today. So I was like, okay, perfect. You know, maybe we'll be good for a couple weeks now. Because, you know, They're getting ready for Tron to open up and, you know, there's not much news beyond that. The last thing I should mention, spring break crowds are here. Like after that first week of March, they came.
It's over.
They sold out a Genie Plus today. Out.
Oh,
done.
My God.
Yeah, on a Wednesday. So.
On a Wednesday, the audacity.
I know. So, again, first week of March, boom, got to do it. Got to go to Disney. So,
boom.
Don't tell anyone, though.
Nope.
All right, Katie. Well, I'll see you in a few weeks, but where can we find you?
You guys can hang out with me over on Instagram. I'm at MagicallyMootsy and on Parksnacker as well at MagicallyMootsy.
Perfect. Make sure you check us out at parksnacker.com. Download the app if you haven't already. Make sure you go to the blog and look at the Parksnacker March Madness. Download your bracket. Fill it out. Make sure you're following us on Instagram to be able to vote on everything. So make sure you're doing that. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. We are taking the hiatus, so, you know, make sure you subscribe. So as soon as the podcast appears again, you know, we're back, you know, we will be back. So,
woo-hoo, yes.
So, you know, next time I see you, I will have another child, which will be crazy. Second kid. So
you got this.
I got it. Yeah. Honestly, it's, you know, it'll be a little bit more challenging because we have another kid. But like now that we already know like so much, it's like less daunting. So
good. Yeah. Very good.
But, ow. All right. So, hit my thumb pretty hard. all right. Well, that's it. We're done. It's late.
We're done.
So, let's get out of here.
All right.
Katie, I'll see you in a few weeks, whenever that'll be.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.